Manisha, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good to hear you. So Manisha, you were telling me you're an IT professional from Jharkhand.
Correct.
And I was telling you that's a pretty terrific temperature change.
Yes, obviously it is.
And you've been here for 4 years.
Yeah, it's been 4 years here now.
Come on. Disha.
Disha. How have you liked Bangalore from year one to year four? How has the progression been?
When I joined here as a fresher, obviously, in our company, it was quite good. The people over here, being a cosmopolitan city, are very friendly, very helping. So it's quite a good experience here in Bangalore. And Bangalore, if I say from year one to year four, I prefer year one was a bit more safer for the girls over here in Bangalore than compared to year four now.
You feel like within 4 years, you've felt and seen such a drastic change in generally safety and movement for girls in the IT capital of India?
Yes, yes, yes. Obviously, I do feel that. I have heard incidents and I have seen people. It has changed a lot. Within 4 years, there's a drastic change.
I remember you were telling me that this was the first time you went out for a New Year party in Bangalore.
Yeah, this is the first time I wanted to experience, and I can say initially it was a good experience, but then just the clock struck 12 and when we tried to come out, it really went very bad. So I cannot say it as a good experience, which we felt, a few of our friends and me, when we went out, we were quite joyful and we thought it would be a nice year and a good start of a year. But eventually that did not happen because of the incidents that went on over there.
Manisha, you were telling me that you've heard a lot about Bangalore's nightlife.
Coming from Jharkhand, I did not have a group of friends to hang around with.
Sure, sure.
But you get contacts and you go around. So I usually spend the New Year with my family. I prefer to celebrate it with my family. So I was not able to experience it here in Bangalore. So this was the first time we thought, like, okay, we have heard a lot that a lot of happens here in New Year. So let's experience it. So this was the first time I wanted to experience the New Year here in Bangalore.
So you went with about 2-3 friends?
We were five of us in our group.
And they were all five girls, or were it boys and girls mixed?
I was the only girl.
So you were the only girl with four of your guy friends?
Yes, correct.
And did you pick the place, or the guy said, no, we're going to take you, it's your first year, we'll show you Bangalore?
We heard like Kia Brigade Road, there's quite a good environment over there and people celebrate a lot. But actually, we were not aware about the kind of crowd that comes up after the incident. Only when I went back and when I checked, I saw that it has been, the crowd over there, it has been happening since a few years. So it was not the first time that it has happened. But yeah, it was, of course, my first experience, and I did not know that something like this is going to come up.
Manisha, very briefly, as much as you want to, very briefly, can you just, okay, in a nutshell, explain to me that evening on Bangalore's most popular road, Brigade Road?
To begin with, initially the crowd was really good, and we went to a safe hangout place, and we were there for quite some time, and then we thought of, okay, let's go back, but then we saw that the crowd was increasing, and again we thought, okay, let's stay back for some time, maybe it would light it down. But again around 12 o'clock, and 12 past, there was a huge crowd. We tried to come out of the place, but the police has barricaded one of the side, and there was a huge crowd on the other side. We started moving, and then a few of the people started saying that don't go that way because something wrong has happened with a girl. But then there was no way out, and we wanted to come out of the place, and everyone was moving towards the metro station, if you know.
Yes.
It was like a huge mob.
What time was this roughly, Manisha?
It was around 12:30.
Okay.
Okay, so that was the time everyone was moving out of the place. So, you know, there were people, since one side of the road was blocked, but barricaded by police, so it was a two-sided traffic. I mean, even though there was no way out, people were trying to come from the opposite side as well.
Right.
So that it was a huge mob, and we came out when the road was a bit clear, but again, the crowd got so huge, people started coming in mobs that you literally cannot see the road itself, you can just see the headcount. And that was a moment when the mob started coming up. Four of my friends, they surrounded me and they tried to protect me as much as they could. But it was very futile. And even then, the people, you know, they tried to grope me and they did. So when it happened, I just looked back and I shouted on the person. Second time it happened, it was hardly a distance of 150 to 200 meters that we had walked, and within that it happened twice with me. I mean, it's really a traumatic situation for a girl when it happens. The third time I got hold of the guy and I shouted at him, but I could have hit him literally, because you know it is so much of pain.
Yes.
Girls are not public property that you can just touch and then you can move around just like that.
So they have no business, Manisha, to touch, and they stare all the time, and that is bad enough. Staring is not breaking a law, but this touching, groping, grabbing, and doing it in a mob because you're such a coward, because you know you can touch and you can go away. There are so many people, nobody can see. That's ridiculous. I saw the videos, Manisha. My blood was boiling.
You know, it's a new year night, and you expect people to be cheerful out there, but when you come out and you see girls moving around, they are crying, they are running around to seek help, and then you see comments from I was there, it is my experience, and the reports which has come up is not wrong at all. Yes, it was a mass molestation. I saw a girl.
Did you say it was a mass molestation?
Yes, it was indeed a mass molestation, because it was not just me, there were many girls who were molested over there. They were either crying or their face was completely gloomy. I mean, they wanted to seek for help, but the police over there were really outnumbered by the crowd.
Did you see any incidents yourself, Manisha?
Yeah, I saw a girl. We just entered the metro station, and a girl was crying over there, and many people have surrounded her. And then we entered the station. We went up, and then there was a girl. She was looking down, and she was going. She was crying, and then we asked, what has happened? She was not even able to see. And see, it's not the dress that you wear. It's not that. I believe if someone would have gone in a salwar also, the same thing would have happened.
Because Manisha, they have not left a 5-year-old little girl, a 6-month-old baby that's been born, to a 60-year-old lady. They don't leave anybody.
Yes, so it's not the dress, and I have seen comments. You know, the post which I have given to newspaper, I can see till the comments on that. People saying that it's because of the girls. It's completely the North Indian girls who has to be blamed. They come here and it's because of their Western culture that they are trying to adopt. All these things are happening. This is high time that girls should be suppressed. This is not high time that girls should be suppressed. This is high time that the guys should be taught to respect their female colleagues or friends or whoever it might be. Girls have equal rights. We are a democratic country. We have equal rights as men over here. And because of such mentality, these incidents are happening here in India. I mean, it's been 4 years since the Nirbhaya's case. And there are a lot many Nirbhayas coming up. We hear the news.
Yes,
not
yes, yes.
Get reported. I want to ask the girls who were there over there at that night, please do come up and say, because if you do not come up and speak up, these things will happen. And it will happen to you. It will happen to your girl child some other day. So it's high time you need to speak up, because cops will not do anything until you come up and you speak. And if you don't speak, it will happen. As people say that it happens, it will go and happen if you don't open your mouth at this time.
Has it made you like Bangalore any less?
I cannot blame the entire city for what happened that night. Bangalore being, it has always been in a mindset of people that Bangalore is safe for girls. I would love if it stays that way, and that can only happen if cops come forward and support people like us who have faced the dreadful incident over there that night.
I want to tell you, we're here to back you. Bangalore is a terrific city. The people here are wonderful. Every place gets a little dirty, but we're going to get together and clean it up.
Thanks for giving a chance for speaking out, and I would love if other girls speak out too.
Thank you. Bahut bahut shukriya, and I hope you have a terrific year ahead. Todu dhasu super year ahead.
Thank you so much. I hope you wish you the same.
Bye, Manisha.
Bye, Keshaya.